Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. It's a Chevy Power Play. Now get over $8,600 total savings on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT, plus an additional $2,500 in competitive owner cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score.
It's the biggest day of the year for White Sox fans so far. Michael Kopech will make his Major League debut tonight. He takes the bump here at Guaranteed Rate Field. Meanwhile, Cubs are back in action. They begin a two-game series against the Tigers in Motown. Len and JD have the action coming up top of the hour, and we'll have the postgame. And it's good news, bad news for the Cubs as Yu Darvish is out for the rest of the year. This news coming just a few hours after the team acquired second, third baseman Daniel Murphy for the Nationals. Where will he play? We'll discuss all that and more on Sports Talk Live. It all starts right now. And welcome into Sports Talk Live right here at Guaranteed Rate Field. Everything brought to you, as always, by our great partners with the Chevy Silverado. I'm David Kaplan. He is Chuck Garfine. Lucas Giolito will join us in a couple of moments. All right, everyone's excited. You're going to have a guy throwing 100 miles an hour on the bump tonight, and he's one of the two jewels of the farm system.
I'm distracted by the jacket.
Why?
Looks very North Side-ish, wouldn't you say?
No, it's just a nice blue suit.
Looks really good on you.
Why are you wearing blue?
I'm just wearing more of a navy suit.
You dress like a banker. I dress a little too flamboyant.
Yeah, it looks great on you. I'm just noticing what you're wearing. I would never wear that. Okay. I'm vamping because we're going to have a guest here in a second, Lucas Giolito, who's about to join us. But you asked me about Michael Kopech. I mean, this is a... Hey, Lucas, how are you? How you doing?
Nice to see you guys.
We're talking about some guy who got called up. He's going to make a start today. Have you heard of him?
No. Who's pitching tonight?
You are.
Press you into duty.
I'm ready, yeah. 111 last night.
How did you feel after 111? Because, you know, I watch a lot of baseball all over Major League Baseball. And I see, that guy's at 88 pitches. Get him out. That guy's third time through the yard. Get him out. It seems like they are allowing you to work through some, you know, trouble spots.
Yeah. There were some situations earlier in the year where I kind of got that leash where they let me kind of, you know, try and work out of an inning. And I failed a few times earlier this year, you know, learning experience from that. But to be able to still get that opportunity despite my struggles earlier in the year, it means a lot to me. You know, Joe, you know, let me finish that inning last night. And, you know, luckily I made some good pitches and kind of emptied the tank there at the end.
Well, talking about Michael Kopech, he's coming here with a lot of hype. You had a certain number one prospect label put on you. Can you kind of relate to what he might be going through here tonight?
Maybe to a certain extent, but I don't think the hype surrounding me was nearly as much as for him. You know, rightfully so. He's a fireballer. You know, guys have been talking about him for a while now. He finally gets his opportunity up here to you know, make an impact and start off his career. I remember as far as my debut went, we had a big rain delay. So I was just sitting in my locker, nervous, anxious, ready to get going. It's not looking like that will happen today, so we'll just get right to it. And, you know, it should be a fun one for sure.
I asked Anthony Rizzo earlier, I said, what would you say to Michael Kopech about making your Major League debut? He said, I would tell him to stand on the mound, look around, drink it all in, and remember the moment. Because you're a baseball player. It's going to go game to game, start to start, because you're only going to get to do this one time, make your debut. What do you remember about yours when you stood on the mound, ball in hand, hadn't thrown a pitch yet, went, wow, I made it?
Yeah, I felt like I was floating. There was a couple moments I'll never forget. That was one being when I first walked out of the dugout, you know, just put the uniform on for the first time, walk out of the dugout. Go to warm up, and there were a few people already in the stands, a little standing ovation. That felt pretty good. And then all the warm-up stuff felt normal, just no different from minor leagues. And then I ran out onto the field, and I threw my warm-up pitches, and it's like right before the umpire goes play ball, I felt like I was floating on the mound, like no legs. So
first pitch a strike?
No, I was. I think I threw like super wide left, and I have it too. It says like first pitch of major leagues, and written on it ball, really big. I did end up getting my first career strikeout in the first inning though, which was nice.
Who was that?
Asdrubal Cabrera.
Nice.
Yeah,
pretty good.
3-2 fastball right down the middle, and I got lucky. So he happened to miss it.
It's kind of crazy in there right now. Have you a chance to even talk to Michael since he's been here?
Yeah, we've just been hanging out. I gave him a little bit of smack talk for taking my extra locker in between me and Wago G, but. Well, technically not mine because it does say Wago at the very top of it. So it was his extra locker, but he was allowing me to put some things in there, which are now in storage in the back because we got Kopi right in between us. But no, I mean, he's looking good. He looks loose, ready to go, just like any other day. So, yeah, I think that it's going to be a fun night for sure.
I also think in a season where, and it was acknowledged, look, we're rebuilding, we're making progress. This is a cookie for the fans. We're enjoying this. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the fans are going to be coming out strong tonight. And whenever we can, you know, kind of pack house in here, it's always a good time. The atmosphere, when we do get a lot of fans in the building, is a lot of fun. And so I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to look back and see a bunch of people cheering us on tonight.
All right, so Kopech was here yesterday. James Shields was held back too, and he picked up Michael at his hotel, brought him here, and they played catch here at the park.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked a lot with James Shields. Can you talk about his mentorship and what the wisdom that he can give you guys and how that might even help Michael Kopech?
Yeah, I've learned so much, over a little bit of last year and then going into this year, constantly a learning experience, talking with him either on his start day, after my start day. He's got it figured out in the way that no matter how he feels on a certain day, it's almost guaranteed he's going to give you six to eight innings at least. And that just comes with experience. It comes with strategy. It comes with all sorts of things that he's learned over his long career. And, I just try to do my best to kind of take that all in and learn what I can, because that's the name of the game as a starting pitcher. Go as deep as you can. Give the team a chance to win.
You throw hard, but you don't throw 100 and whatever he throws. How do you not say, I'm just going to throw it as hard as I can and try and blow people away? It's really an art of pitching, isn't it?
Yeah. There are situations where you do that. 0-2 count. Sometimes instead of trying to, like, dot it on the corner, maybe you just kind of pick, like, that outside corner, and it's, like, up and down. You're just going to let it eat to that side, which I think he can do a lot because he throws so hard. His fastball is so electric. But at the same time, at least for me in the big leagues, I use my fastball a lot, but I've learned over time, it's like you really got to mix it up. You got to be able to command an off-speed pitch, at least one for a strike. Be able to kind of change things up on guys, especially once you get to like the second, third time through a lineup. Big league hitters are good at making adjustments, so it's on us to make good adjustments as well.
There's so much talk about the rebuild and the future, and there's a big focus on the prospects, and you were one of them, and then you came up. What does it mean just having another one of these guys being here to join this future nucleus?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's kind of a slow process. We're kind of getting one guy at a time over the course of last year, Lopi, Nicky, me. It's kind of coming in steps, I guess you could say. But, Michael coming up, that should be a pretty big part of the steps, like I just said, or part of the process. Extreme talent, and looking forward to, seeing him learn and grow. And, that's pretty much it. We're all going to learn and grow together.
And one thing, we haven't even brought up Ricky Renteria yet, who's staying back in Minnesota. Have you had a chance to talk to him or know anything how he's doing?
He came into the clubhouse after our game last night, and he looked good. I had a chance to briefly talk with him right after the game, and he's feeling good as far as from what I've heard. All the vital signs and everything are great. So looking forward to having
him back.
Yeah, it
sounds like he'll be flying back in the morning.
So yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You got
thanks,
it.
Guys.
Chuck, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Detroit. Jim DeShays joins us now with news on the Cubs front. Yu Darvish done for the year with a stress reaction in his elbow, and Daniel Murphy now a member of the Cubs. So always something going on. JD, let's start with the Daniel Murphy news.
surprising to you, or did you see, well, I thought they might go out and try and get a bat?
Both. I mean, it makes sense that they would go out and try to pursue a bat. I'm a little bit surprised that they were able to acquire a bat. The caliber of Daniel Murphy at this stage of the season, given where they are in the standings, I just assume somebody would put a claim in on Murphy before he got to the Cubs. You know, he's a very accomplished hitter. He was hurt earlier this year, so overall the numbers may be down a little bit. But when we saw him in his recent work, leads you to believe that Daniel Murphy is back at full strength, and a full strength Daniel Murphy is a really good hitter.
Yeah, I talked to Todd Hollinsworth today, and the Marlins just played the Nationals over the weekend, and he said, look, he's not as fleet of foot anymore because he had microfracture surgery, so he's not great defensively, but he said we couldn't get him out. He said we had a kid throwing 101 and had 10-pitch at bat, then lined a single. He said this guy can hit anybody. So where does he play in the Cub lineup, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think Joe's probably going to move him around a little bit like he does so many guys, but you could see a scenario where he plays a lot of second base. You could see him playing a little third base. You might even see him in the outfield. Given what you just said about the range issues, I could, you know, you probably get him out of there for defense late. You know, he's such a good hitter. He's a guy you want to give a lot of at-bats to. He's a veteran guy. He had the injury early, so I'm sure Joe will address that, talk to him, see, you know, if he's going to have to get him off of his feet every now and then. But he's like so many other Cubs. I think there's some positional flexibility there. But, you know, the bottom line is just get that bat in the lineup. You know, we've been talking all year about the Cubs trying to change their approach at the plate, spray the ball around, hit the ball hard to all fields. Sometimes that's easier said than done. So if you can't get a bunch of guys to accomplish it for the first three quarters of the season, why not go out and acquire a guy who does that year in and year out?
All right, last one. Yu Darvish has a stress reaction in his pitching elbow. He is done for the year. Your thoughts on this news regarding one of the Cubs' prized offseason signings?
Yeah, you know, when he came out of his rehab start the other day, I figured he was going to be done for the year. I didn't know what the diagnosis would be. I think to a certain extent, it kind of cleans the slate on Darvish. We can move on, not worry about you this year. He can reboot, come to spring training next year, and hopefully continue on his way. But there is going to be a little bit of an issue with the starting pitching. We got to get Mike Montgomery back healthy. Yeah, obviously, it thins the core a little bit. And so I would not be surprised to see the Cubs make yet another move here before September 1.
Appreciate the time. Have a great broadcast.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
You got it. You too. Thanks again. He's great. There's always great with us with his time. That's Jim Deshaies. You'll catch him with Len Casper on the broadcast. Got to take a timeout. Want to let you know about a special pregame show that we'll be doing, streaming a commercial-free pregame show on NBCSportsChicago.com. Layla Rahimi, Brian Anderson get you ready for Michael Kopech's Major League debut. And later tonight, In the Loop, we'll bring you a reaction from Kopech after his outing. Be right back. David Haw, David Schuster, join me next.
Crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world.
Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move?
I think Pac wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
There you go, Michael Kopech's jersey. Will it hang in Cooperstown someday? The first step to a Hall of Fame journey begins tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field when Michael Kopech makes his Major League debut. Here's our Ankin Law Sports Talk Live poll question. How many strikeouts for Michael Kopech? 0-3, between 4 and 7, or 8 or more? NBCSportsChicago.com/vote. David Schuster, David Haw, join me. All right, how do you vote?
I would vote 8 or more. Yeah. I think he's going to come out firing.
Is my pick.
You beat me to the punch. I got 9 also. It just depends how many innings he goes out there. But you know what?
How many walks?
2.
How many hit batters?
I'm going to say no hit batters.
No hit batters.
I'm going to say he walks 3, punches out 9.
How many fans here tonight?
If they get less than 25, it'll be a little disappointing.
I would agree.
I was going to say close to 30, 29, 30,000
yeah,
tonight.
And I think that would be good. I mean, look, a lot of people are going back to school. It's, you know, the threat of rain is real.
Yep.
And it's a weeknight. And you're playing the Twins. It's not like you're playing the Yankees or Red Sox. It's the Twins. So 25 would be respectable.
But I think it's cool. I think it's cool. Again, I understand if they would kept him down. I think they're going to keep Jimenez down. I understand the business side of it. But I do think if you're a Sox fan, it's cool that either you're watching on TV or you're there, that you go, wow, I got one of my guys up.
Yeah, it's a great reward for the fans. Come on, let's face it. This fan base has been suffering for quite a long time. Personally, as a fan of baseball, I'm really excited to see this kid for a litany of reasons. He's obviously very talented. He's got the Hollywood looks for what that's worth.
He's a star.
He's a star for sure in the making. And, again, I'm just really excited. Much like I was when the Cubs started bringing up, we heard so much about Baez and Bryant and Schwarber in the minor leagues, and you were able to follow them. Well, much like the Cubs, you've been able to follow Jimenez and Cease and Kopech. I'm really excited to see these guys in person.
Yeah, it's a debut that probably is the biggest pitch debut in Chicago since Mark Pryor, 2002.
Probably right.
Did you say that's true? And then Kerry Wood before that. I mean, you've had great debuts. I mean, Chris Bryant and those guys, Schwarber, has caused a stir.
Right.
But this is a pitcher that is a star, and he carries himself like one. And I don't think he's the kind of player that you're used to seeing here. It's a box office moment. It's pretty cool.
It is a box office moment. Well said. And you would hope, you look at what Pryor and Wood were, and if Kerry Wood had a 14-year big league career. Yet if Michael Kopech's career goes like Kerry Wood, people here would be disappointed.
I think they would be disappointed, honestly, because
yeah.
Unfortunately the end it didn't
and
end
I, and
well
I'm
for
saying
for
that of a
Kerry
guy
Wood.
Who pitched 14 years in the
Kerry
big leagues.
Kerry Wood's popularity exceeded his accomplishment, and I think you don't want to do that if you're Michael Kopech.
Correct.
You're a guy that is predicting three Cy Youngs, okay? Slow down. Win one first. But I think he's a guy that if you're going wherever you want to go as a franchise – he's the guy leading the way.
And hopefully he has, maybe somewhere along the line, a 20 strikeout performance. What I don't want
tonight,
to see
Dave.
Him what I don't want to see him emulate either Wood or Pryor, I don't ever want to see that towel drilled for Michael Kopech, please.
Yeah, the sim games and all of that.
It's a good
just
thing
go
nothing else
pitch.
Is going on today.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable all the stuff we've
everybody's
got
everybody's trying
on.
To steal the Sox moment, right? Daniel Murphy, Hugh Darvish, Roquan Smith. Hey, let the Sox have their moment.
Right. But it's still, it's what Chicago sports is, and that's why everybody loves it.
It's been quite a day.
It has been quite a day.
It's going to be quite a night.
All right, let's talk. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get into the Darvish stuff. We'll get into the Roquan stuff. We'll get into Daniel Murphy before we get you off to baseball, Cubs, and Tigers. We'll be right back.
Bad bell, never.
Are you a White Sox Authentic fan? We want to hear from you. Every Authentic Fan Night, we designate one winner as the fan of the game, which includes tickets to the game, meet and greets, plus an authentic game day experience. Enter for your chance to win at NBCSportsChicago.com/WhiteSoxAF.
All right, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer strike again. Today the Cubs acquired Daniel Murphy, great hitter, from the Nationals for minor league infielder Andrew Monasterio and a player to be named later or cash considerations. Cubs fans have probably just gotten over their nightmares what Murphy did to the Cubs in the 2015 NLCS. Here's Joe Maddon on his new infielder.
It's really fun to watch him hit. Well, it hasn't been as much fun. It's going to be more fun to watch him hit. He kind of devastated us in 2015. And every time we've seen him since then, he always throws out a good at-bat. I don't care who the pitcher is, right or left-handed. I don't care if he throws hard or soft. The guy knows what he's doing at the plate. So now you got him and Zobrist, two of them better or more professional at-bats in baseball, on the same side. So very happy about that and excited.
All right, so Daniel Murphy comes over. Your thoughts?
I think it gives a struggling offense a boost. I think if you can't beat him, trade for him. And you can put him in your lineup. Look, there's a lot of things about Daniel Murphy. There's a lot of controversy about his comments 3 years ago. That's a philosophical bridge that you crossed when you acquired Aroldis Chapman. The Cubs are about winning. Bottom line, it's pro sports. And I think that they made a smart move by getting Daniel Murphy.
Good pickup offensively for sure. It'll be interesting to see how Joe uses him, where he uses him, where in the order, where in the field. You will not see him after the seventh inning if they have a lead, because defensively he's lost it in that aspect of his game. But it's definitely a good pickup. And let's face it, the Cubs offense right now is stagnant, so you can't hurt by picking
him up.
Who
does it affect most, Addison Russell?
I would think.
Does it say anything to you about Chris Bryant and
he
his health?
He took BP, live BP, for the first time
that's
today. So that's very encouraging news. But it also means you have another guy you could put over there. Say, Chris, take a day today and let that shoulder make sure it
Chris Bryant could also
down.
Play the outfield. I mean, it gives you some options.
Especially when Schwarber is struggling, Almora and Happ are struggling, Hayward could slide over, Zobrist could play right or left, and Bryant
could
play
out. You can't bench Zobrist. He's your most consistent hitter.
No, you play him in the outfield.
You have so many options here now with this eight guys.
And the perfect manager to play with all of it. I mean, this is right up Joe Madden's alley right now. So, it'll be really interesting to see how he's used.
Yeah. We'll see. All right, let's talk about Yu Darvish. He has a stress reaction discovered on more intensive testing. He is done for the year. That is, as Theo Epstein put it, a precursor to a fracture. So no more Yu Darvish till next season.
As we said, Cap, you can't miss what you never had. It's unfortunate, but not unexpected. Yu Darvish has fell short of expectations. A big waste of money this year. You don't need, 2019 is in question, I think, right now.
Oh, but there's no question.
You just don't
know
about his future.
Talked about retirement before last season.
It's really unfortunate for the organization, for the fans, and of course for Darvish as well. It's a good gig if you can get it. $525,000 an inning this season that he got for every inning he
pitched.
But
changes nothing about this year, their expectations. I mean, they're still on track. They can be the best team in the National League without him.
How big is getting Cole Hamels?
It was huge, but it won't be the last pitcher acquisition by the
really?
Cubs.
Oh, you know something, Dave?
I don't know anything yet.
Is the score reporting?
You tell me.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident in saying that he's certainly talking to people about picking up somebody. We have to see who clears waivers.
Well, you got Derek Holland out there, who's had a very good year for the Giants, pitched here.
Soft tossing.
You've got
lefty.
James Shields. You've got Matt Harvey. There is no Justin Verlander type where you say, I'll take all the money. There is no guy like
Matt
that
Harvey
this year.
Matt Harvey could be one of those guys like Cole Hamels that in the right scenery with the right setting, he's got the stuff to win three in a row and make you think like, wow.
But how does he clear waivers? How do the Brewers, the Cardinals let him get by?
Well, he'd be tougher to clear waivers than, let's say, Murphy did today.
Daniel Murphy did, though.
Well, but
Bryce Harper?
A lot of teams were not looking for hitting. They were looking for pitching. So that could be the reason why he cleared waivers. I'm not sure that Matt Harvey would go all the way down the waiver wire
to the Cubs. Could the Nationals please put Steven Strasburg on waivers?
Max Scherzer?
How about that?
Yeah,
a Cubs fan can dream.
Well, see, the thing will be if there's a pitcher out there that has a fairly lofty amount of money left and the Cubs go, we make nothing but money, we'll take the deal.
How close are they to the luxury tax? Are they getting there?
They're getting very close.
Because with the Murphy deal, whatever they have left to pay him, they're getting pretty close.
It's not my money. Is it yours?
It's not my money, but I think that's probably a consideration when we start talking about these sort of fantasy baseball acquisitions.
Well, when I talked to Todd Hollinsworth, we talked about Daniel Murphy. And he said, look, he killed the Cubs in 2015. He said last weekend, a couple of balls, he should have been able to make the play. He said he had microfracture surgery on his knees. He said he just couldn't make the play. But he goes, then he got in the box because we had a kid throwing 101, 10 pitch at bat. He goes, in the 10th pitch at 101, he lined into the outfield for a hit.
Well,
he's a beast.
He hit well against the Cubs in the series when the Nationals were hit recently. He can still hit.
In October, you want Daniel Murphy in your lineup.
You want him on your side.
Yeah.
Boys, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Cap.
All right, it's Kopech night. Plus, we've got Cubs and Tigers coming up. David DeJesus and I will have a post-game show from our studios. You enjoy Michael Kopech night. You enjoy Cubs baseball right here on NBC Sports Chicago. And go to our Facebook page and our website and watch Layla and Brian Anderson on White Sox pregame live for Kopech night. Thanks for watching. Have a great night. See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.